Welcome to the Doghouse here on NTNRadio.com. And YouTube. Right now we're streaming on Warren's I Just Want to Ride or I Just Want to Lick Pee Pee YouTube page. Nice. But it's actually, you're going to have to look up Warren. If you search I Just Want to with the number 2 ride, you'll be able to watch a YouTube live video of this show.
And the reason is because neither of us could remember the password to the Doghouse.
I don't know if Ken ever gave it to us, which is probably a wise idea. You're not going to hear the music if you're watching that on the YouTube because we haven't gotten all that worked out.
This is the first test. We just installed the software 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
3 hours ago.
Warren's Surface won't take an audio plug-in, so we're going to have to figure out a different way to get the music in. What do we have going on this week? We got a lot going on this week, Warren.
World Superbike
was in
MagnaCore.
MagnaCore and Flat Track was in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
With the Miracle Mile.
The Minnesota.
No, wait a minute. Is that the Miracle Mile or is that?
That's just the Minnesota Mile.
Okay, Minnesota. Miracle Mile's Meadowlands, right?
I don't know.
I don't even know why they're going to Meadowlands.
They haven't been robbed all week. You know, maybe to see the Giants. Let's go, Giants, who can't win.
And we have a little bit of silly season news as well.
We got some silly season news in Supercross.
And I thought there was some you mentioned earlier in the week with, maybe not, maybe it was last week.
Yeah, I think it was last week.
I'm starting a new job, and I got everything going all the different directions.
And a job ain't nothing but work.
Really,
it's not nothing.
It really is. If I had enough YouTube or Patreon sponsors for the Doghouse, where I wouldn't have to work a day job, you guys would get this kind of stuff 3 or 4 times a day.
No, shut the fuck! Don't even go down that road because that ain't even true.
So what is our?
You'll
Patreon?
Get that maybe once a week.
What's your Patreon account?
The Patreon account is www.patreon.com/NTN. And you'll find us being all grubby and, you know, never mind. I'm going to avoid the pile. I was going to say, because somebody's making a ton of money on GoFundMe right now. And it's like, she's already rich. How come people on these crowdfunding things only give money to rich people?
If you can fly to, you know, Costa Rica and Bali and all these other places
that go surfing...
You don't need no money.
Yeah, I drive a pickup truck with 200,000 miles on it, and bitch have been complaining about it.
And I got a 2005 Nissan that's got 160,000 miles on it.
Yeah, you keep saying that. But anyways, I ain't seen it. But we have some exciting, we have a history-making event happen this weekend over at MagnaCore, or as I like to call it, MagnaCore in France, MagnaCore Lights. But we had a very, very exciting race over there.
She wasn't a silver bullet.
No.
But she did win the championship.
She did. So we're going to talk a little bit about Anna Carrasco. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah, I'm not.
Carrasco.
It's very close.
Something along that line. You know, them Spanish names all sound the same to Warren. So we should bring in our English to Spanish expert, Ken. Whatever.
Oh, language. Wait. Did we replace our English to European?
No, we really haven't, but... it's a little easier to bring Ken in studio than a guy from Spain. So we haven't really replaced him yet, but we probably should think about replacing one or the other. I kind of feel like I want to keep Javier.
And get rid of Ken?
Probably the way it will go. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about.
We might as well just jump right in.
You want to just jump right in?
Yeah.
Well,
Anna almost did not win the championship.
Yeah, that was a really exciting race. I've watched a few of the World Super Sport races. 300.
Super Sport 300,
right? I always watch the Super Sport on the 600s. And I've watched a few of the 300 races. It's not a classic. It's a ton of attention.
It's kind of like Moto 3.
It's actually probably a little lower than Moto 3. And I'm not trying to knock people, but it's not like... Moto 3 at least gets television time and airtime. And I don't see this getting that.
I think
definitely doesn't here.
I only think it gets airtime because MotoGP said if you want this package, you have to have Moto 3.
Dorna was like, so. But we don't get it here in the U.S. But we are going to talk a little bit about a girl named Anna Carrasco. I'm sorry, Carrasco. I'm not sure how it's fully pronounced. And she actually had a couple wins earlier. She started the season off with a bang, and I think that's why I started watching a little bit, because I was like, oh, hey, wait, here's a woman winning some races in World Supersport. And you know me, my mind automatically goes into the, well, is she the first woman to do that, or is she this, which I don't believe she is.
She's the first one to win a championship, yeah, but not the first one to win a race.
Yeah, so, but because she also had won last year at, I think it was Portimao last year, towards the end of the season she won, because that kind of made my news, but we don't really talk about it on the radio here, and I kind of, you know, I read about it, and it was like, all right, I don't think she was the first, so it's not a huge...
Yeah. Well, in this race, she came into the race leading the points by 1 point.
Yeah.
But she qualified...
Like 20-something. Sixth, I think it was.
Way down there.
It was so far back that Oliveira had to turn around to look at her. No, I'm just...
and it was
way back there.
Yeah, the guy who was in second and the guy who was in third...
Were both. 1 and 2 in qualifying.
Yes.
He won in P2. So she definitely, it looked like there was no chance of her winning the championship because I'm going to butcher these guys' names. Deluru? I don't know. Anyways, the guy who was in second place overall, points wise, was on the pole.
And was leading.
And was fast all weekend.
Yeah, and he was leading the race until lap number 5.
Yeah.
And then he blew something in his motor.
Well, no, I think it was tranny.
Okay. Hey.
Oh, wait. Warren just said that guy blew a tranny.
I think that was Phil at Ken. If you got
that was Ken, Ken at NTNradio.com. So, long story short, Scott Durow was leading the points because, you know, just on the position because she was out of the points and he was up there in the lead. And, you know, he was battling back and forth with the group up there, and Mika Perez, who went into the weekend third in points, I believe like 7 or 8 back or something
nine.
Like that.
I think he was nine back.
Something like that. I'm dying here. And he was in second, and when Durow had his problems, he stepped right up and he started battling for the lead, and you're like, all right, hey. You know, she's got to make it now to...
It became his championship to lose.
Yeah. And in true Elak Tomac fashion, he did.
He did.
I don't know how you can pick on Elak because he's the champ. But yeah, so Perez got out there and he's battling and like with like 3 turns to go, the last series of turns, he loses the lead. Now, 3 laps to go, she was running 20th.
Yeah.
Out of the points. 2 laps to go, she was 16th. 1 lap to go, she worked her way up to like 12th, which is all she needed because he got passed in the last turn.
And finished second.
And finished second, so she won by 1 point. I mean, it was exciting. If you didn't watch it, go to...
She didn't even know she won.
Yeah, she finished the race all dejected looking and everything. Didn't even know she won till pretty much a photographer from World Supersport came out to like grab photos of her. And, like, informed her that she's the champ. And then her team comes running over. They had so much confidence, they didn't even have the T-shirts out of the bags.
Yeah, when you start that far down...
They were already on their way to a third-world country.
Yeah.
I love those videos where you see people walking around with, like, you know, Rossi, 2016 yeah. champ.
Last year's not champion.
Yeah, all the people didn't make it. That just shows you how much money they're in the T-shirts that they can throw away a bunch. Horrors.
Yeah.
Horrors.
And then in the rest of the world, Superbike.
Same as it ever was?
Yeah. The championship. Well, the guy.
Race one. Ray locked up the championship. What did you think about his little. If you didn't watch the race, spoiler alert, Ray won. He's the champ. What did you think of his little post race celebration thing?
I thought it was way too forced.
Yeah.
If you're going to come up with a skit. Come up with something better than that. So what if you didn't see it, they had a card table out there, and they had these oversized playing cards because he won 4 in a row, so he had 4 of a kind. He had 4 aces, and he beat the other 3 motorcycle guys dressed in motorcycle uniforms, leathers, and helmets. And he went all in with his poker stack and won the poker match. So, I didn't think much of it.
And then, like, then they started, like, taking off their helmets and found out that one of his split personalities is a chick. And then send your hate mail to Canada.
But one of the things he thought was pretty cool, he climbed the fence all the way up to where it turned into the track.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's a little dangerous, but the championship's locked up. You fall, you break your leg, who cares?
You got a whole season.
You got the off season. You got a contract again. So you're good to go. Other than that, it was a snoozer of a weekend.
That race started in ninth place in the second race and proceeded to win.
Right. So I hope the rest of the world is watching Johnny Ray's performance in World Superbike. These penalties that they give, like, oh, we're going to start him, drop him three grid positions, that doesn't matter.
They drop
the rider's going to get to where he belongs.
They drop him eight positions and he still wins the race.
He still wins the race.
He's done it more than once.
Right.
More than twice. He has, what, four or five doubles this year?
At least. So it's not worth doing that. That's not a good penalty. Start him from pit road. Start him when the field goes across the start-finish line. Lap him. Put him a lap down. Make him earn it.
It might not be enough.
With Ray, he'd probably get into points.
He might. But, it not only has it not done anything, it hasn't Tiger-proofed the field. I'm surprised it hasn't caused an accident because the top three finishers are now 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to take off as hard and as fast as they can to get as many positions as they can before the first turn.
I'm shocked that it doesn't turn into a supercross hole shot turn one where there's just stacks of bikes.
It has a couple times.
Yeah,
but no
like every week. No, but that's what I mean, like how you get the wrecks in supercross. Like, oh.
A couple of these tracks, they've had three and four abreast going into the turn. Abreast.
Oh, abreast. All right. So... It's like, I don't know. Next round's going to be boring as hell. Right?
Will Ray even show up?
Yeah, he will. He'll try. Because he wants the records. Right? He wants the records. He wants the, I want to be the fastest, the most wins, and I want to be this, and I want to be
that. I think
he has
the most wins now.
But he wants to set that record. No, he has the most wins. He has the four championships in a row. But we still have two rounds. And honest to God, who cares?
Yeah.
I don't see, it's not even like I see, Davies getting better, and maybe Davies will pull out two wins, or
Sykes
getting better, or Lowe's finishing a race.
Or Sykes
or
winning
Honda's,
one or two races.
Honda's top 10, right? I don't see anything changing for the next four races, which means, who cares? And that's horrible for the sport. Did you see how empty the stands were?
Yeah, I don't think they're as empty as you thought, because I think you looked at the Super Sport 300 stands. There were
when you look at the Superbike stands, they're pretty low. Right? They're pretty low.
There weren't as many as normal.
No.
Especially for when, the championship wasn't determined. But of course,
right.
You knew who...
I mean, you got to see two champions crowned.
You knew that one of them was going to get crowned, and that would be... Ray.
Well, you kind of knew.
He just had to win one
of
the
two. Well,
it was
also the last round of Super Sport 300, so you knew that was going to happen.
So
there's
going to be two championships. So Ray was going to win at least one race this weekend. That's pretty much a given. I mean, you can't say that he's not going to win at least one. Because I think he's been out of first place only twice or three times this year.
Not a lot.
Four times? Not many. Not many. That's the best way to say.
The point is, it's not many. Let's see. He lost one. Lowe's won a race. Vandermark won two. Davies won two. And Melandri won two. And Sykes won one. But, I mean, in general, he's going to be up there a lot. And he didn't need that many points to lock it up. I don't know where we're going to see something that we're going to be like, oh, wow, that was worth watching the races. Coming up with the last two rounds, Argentina and Qatar.
Yeah.
They're going to be kind of, you know, they're going to kind of probably be boring. I don't see, it's not like, oh man, after the break, Yamaha, like last year and a couple years ago, where after the break, Ducati came out like gangbusters. We're like, bah, you know, like all up in there and winning races and stuff, right? Ducati looks worse after the break.
Yes, they do.
Yamaha looks the same. Honda, if they ever made television time, we'd know how they look.
Yeah, I can't. Honda, you guys got to do something in a super sport. Yeah,
or in a super bike.
Your riders may not be the best in the world, but they are better than where your bike is finishing.
Yeah, those bikes are junk. What Honda really needs is Rossi to go there, so Rossi can tell what junk their bikes are.
Well, I guess he can't because he hasn't fixed Yamaha yet.
Yeah, that's true.
So you can't say
maybe that theory doesn't work. Maybe you should be like, oh hey, the bike is very
maybe
good.
Maybe we can send Pedroza since he's going to be work for Honda now. Maybe he can go down
I don't think it would hurt to put Pedroza, at least make him your test rider or something.
Yeah.
I don't think it would hurt.
He can test ride all the different class bikes.
Pedroza would be like, my God, I thought my number two bike in MotoGP was slow. Just killing me, guys. I think I've jogged this track faster. I want to be inspired, and, you know, I'll watch the races because I will watch the races, but feel like, man, what's there to diggity 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 do? There's nothing coming there.
Oh, well, you can wait for the next MotoGP race.
I can. And flat track, we only got one more round of flat track. We should talk a little bit about the flat track. Brian Smith won. Hank Hammer and Hank Wiles was in second. I just like saying that. Jenny Beach got a seventh, which is a little shocking, you know, but he didn't really have a good race weekend.
Seventh overall for a guy who's only raced one other flat track race this season.
Yeah, that's true. And Jared Meese got a 15th. I guess his give a damn is, I guess he's like, I got the championship.
And JD didn't ride the Indian. He rode a Yamaha.
Yeah, he did ride the Yamaha.
Which hasn't really been...
Is that foreshadowing? Is he not going to Suzuki?
Don't know.
Right? I don't know what that means. He's riding the Yamaha. Maybe...
Well, his contract's probably isn't over until later in this year.
Usually they end at the end of the season you're racing, but maybe they offered him a deal. The Flying Tomato, he done won the singles, or the 450s, as Warren likes to call them. And Dan Bromley. Yeah, I just totally blamed it on you.
Yes.
And Shayna Texter, she's seventh place. So I guess if you are somebody that's a big name in your sport, you just wanted to come in seventh or below this week.
Well, yeah. Yeah. This wasn't even a TT. Shayna's done better.
Yeah. Usually the mile tracks she does well because she's tiny, she can draft.
And she gets the speed on the front. On the front and back straights.
Yeah, it just wasn't working for her this weekend. But the Flying Tomato's fast, too. He's always up there on the podium on these miles. He's a big, lanky guy. And got a lot of hair, which probably helps for his aerodynamics, like rounds it up behind his head or something. I don't know how
that works.
Acts
like a spoiler.
Yeah, it's like a spoiler. Gives him a little downforce. I don't know how all that works, but that's how I get punched in the face next time we see him. But I'm okay with that, right?
Well, we saw him at Pittsburgh, and you were afraid to go up and talk to him.
No, I didn't. I was like, hey, and he kind of looked at me like, how does this guy know who I am? It's like, David, you're fine.
That's not what happened at all.
You said,
hey, he looked at you, and you went, all right.
I was like, hey, find a mater. And he just kind of looked at me. I was like, man, I don't know. I don't know what that's all about. Guess he don't like the doghouse. Maybe I'll call him the Rotten Tomato? No. The Flying Tomato. I like that name, though. He might not like that, right? What if he doesn't like that? No, because I think he has, like, Flying Tomato Racing or something. He probably likes
that. Yeah, he must, because if he didn't like it, the announcers would know it, and they'd go to something else.
Yeah, or they'd be like us and just not care. Dude, I don't like that name. Roger Lee hated it. I dropped the Lee part. Okay, Roger Lee. So, this weekend, they wrap up their season there in the Meadowlands Mile presented by Ducati, which, you know, I mean, that's kind of different considering every other race is.
I saw that, and you know what I'm thinking? They're going to be in flat track next year with a modified scrambler.
Ooh.
They're going to modify the scrambler to be a flat tracker.
Oh, I like that. I hope you're right about that. I would love.
I'm starting a rumor.
More. I like that. Listen, you know I will support any rumor started, especially here on the Doghouse. I like that. Well, they have the monster. Steve Bonzi runs the. I had to look it up just quick. The Ducati Monster 821. But yeah, if they could put a new scrambler or something out there. I'm not all that familiar with all the Ducati bikes other than you know, the scramblers and some of the and the Panigales and stuff.
You know the Monster.
Yeah, but I don't know what their line is around 650 to 850 cc's.
I don't either. But so, you know.
But I'd love to see Ducati get more into flat track.
What is the Monster? Is it a 998?
I don't know. Right? That's just to show you my
You're looking it up though, right?
I am.
Now.
That shows
but
you
anyway,
my knowledge.
That's the rumor. New rumor. Ducati is going to flat track next year.
Yeah. Like big time. Big timing. Big time in the flat track. A twin cylinder, blah 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 blah. I don't know. I'm not seeing it quick. I'm not gonna spend that much time on this. But yeah, that'd be a good rumor to start. What else was in the rumor mill this week? Silly season news, Warren. You brought it up.
Oh, well, it's not a rumor. There's been a big change at KTM Supercross Motocross Racing.
They've named Ken Kaplan president of racing operations.
No.
Okay.
He's coming
Ken
out.
Ken Kaplan, director of
Ken
racing
Ken Kaplan
operations.
Is coming out of retirement to be the towel boy.
Yeah, the water boy.
No, sad to say that Benny Bloss is no longer with KTM Supersport Motocross. He's no longer the partner of Marvin Musquin as far as racing goes. Cooper Webb, of all people, is now going to be on the KTM team.
You know, I kind of like that.
I do, but I was surprised because he and Marvin have not always got along.
He doesn't like get along with anybody.
That's a good point, too.
What's the one thing we've said about Marvin all season?
He's too nice sometimes.
He's too nice and he's French. Right? Cooper Webb.
If I was him, I wouldn't be French anymore after what the French motorcycle, National Motorcycle Organization.
Yeah, I would be looking at it.
Okay.
You know, he could go to like some tough country and be like.
Canada. There goes our last listener in Montreal because we got both the French and the Canadians.
That was pretty good. I was like, some dumb place, you're like, Canada. Oh, the hatred comes out right there. Warren throws the dagger. It's like that South Park
like,
war.
You're usually the big one here.
I know. I was trying to think of some country full of sissy boys and stuff, and I was going to be like Luxembourg, even though I know nothing about Luxembourg.
I know it exists.
I know it. Yeah, that's about it. You know, but Warren throws the dagger right out at Canada and their pacifism and all that useless stuff.
Well, no,
a listener just chimed in. He's like, hey, Warren, what's that all about, eh?
I have actually worked with the Canadian military. They actually are some pretty good soldiers. I enjoyed working with them over some of the other countries I worked with.
You know,
not only was
those
not
guys
elite,
in the Devil's Brigade were pretty tough.
Yeah, I liked the Canadian military. Not so much Canadian government, but I like the Canadian military.
Yeah, right on. But Cooper Webb will add some toughness to the team.
Yes.
Right? If you need a blocker from Musquin, you got it.
Maybe. Not.
If you need somebody to hit Musquin and attack him, to be like, hey, you got it going. You got it. You know what?
Wasn't it in Supercross last year that he and Tomac got into it?
Yeah, Cooper Webb and everybody gets into it.
I know, but didn't he run into Eli?
Yeah, right?
T-boned him?
That was probably part of his job interview. So was this intentional or not?
Well,
yeah.
If you want to hire me, if it was.
He's like, well, yeah.
Hire me, it wasn't.
It was either intentional or not. So I think that's a good move for KTM.
Yeah, Roger DeCoster, you know, Team KTM, they're the guys who are, you know, close last year at Supercross, and I don't think there were a lot of points out for the motocross win this year. So it's definitely going to hurt. Not going to hurt them at
but
all.
But I also think that I'm going to sound like a real jerk.
Really?
If Musquin doesn't win this year, I think his job might be in jeopardy. Like Alex Trebek jeopardy.
Okay, so I don't know because he won the Supercross shootout last year for $1 million.
Yeah, but that doesn't help KTM.
He won the Supercross championship the year before. The year before that,
no, he didn't win Supercross.
Yeah, he
championship.
Did.
No,
didn't he? And then Tomac won it last year. He finished second.
No, Dungey won 2 years ago.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
must have finished third.
Yeah. So that's why I'm saying, like, he's been up for 3 years on arguably one of the best bikes.
And he's had top three finishes in the last 3 years in Supercross and top three finishes in the last 3 years in motocross, I think.
He's not having a good season, but it's like if you're not going to win.
Right? Yeah, but
this last year, Anderson won. Then you had three from Dungey, right? So
you got to remember. When your opponent is riding a 650, it's hard to beat him on a 450.
It doesn't matter. He's been up 3 years now on the factory KTM. Dungey, their number one guy, is retired. Anderson won last year because Musquin had an injury. Tomac had an injury. He's not won the... he hasn't won enough races where you'd sit there and say he's untouchable. Right?
No. But who you want to, unless somebody just comes flying out of the blue. We talked about this earlier in the motocross season. You got the top three or four guys, five guys, and then you got everyone else.
Right? He hasn't won a motocross championship or a supercross championship. And he's been up 3 years.
But he's finished second. Or third in each one of those years, in each one of those sports.
That's what I'm saying. This is year four. If he doesn't find the way to break the ceiling, whatever that is, I don't know what that phrase is. You know,
win the championship.
If he don't find a way to, I don't know what the word is. If he doesn't find a way to win the championship. At least in one of them, if not both of them this year.
Who would you replace him with? Somebody young.
It's Supercross. Supercross ain't like road racing. We have old people out on it.
Yes, you do.
Well,
you talk about him all the time.
Chad Reed, right? He's the threat for the championship.
I don't know.
You believe that? You're an idiot. Idiot.
I don't think Marvin is, what, maybe 26?
I'm just saying if he doesn't win, is he going to be around? He's 28.
Okay. I'm going to go back. Who would replace him?
I don't know.
That's the thing. There is no one right now. Maybe at the end of the Supercross
season. Osborne?
No.
Yeah, right?
Not until they show something on the 450.
Well, you know, but maybe, I'm just saying.
Maybe at the end of the Supercross season, you might see somebody.
Justin Hill? Zach Osborne? Bogle? Oh.
Well, is Osborne moving up this year, or is he staying to
I haven't heard.
Keep his title? Because he has the right to... Defend his title. Even if he is pointed out, he still has that right.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, right? Like, I'm saying you got a 3-year contract under your belt at KTM on the 450s. Their number one guy in Dungey is gone. You had some injuries, but if you don't win, ooh.
I don't. I think you're smoking something over there.
Unless
somebody just jumps out of the blue and wins the championship in both Supercross and Motocross, and is eligible to change.
Look, his own country doesn't think he's good enough to represent him.
Well, it didn't do them any good, did it?
No, that's true.
I think they would have performed better with him there. But anyway, so. Cooper Webb, Marvin Musquin are now the KTM riders for this year's Supercross Motocross run.
This could be the wake up call Musquin needs, because honest to God, if Cooper Webb replaces him, I don't think you see I believe, and I could be wrong, and you know, somebody will probably do the research and be like, "You're wrong, you're an idiot." I want to say Musquin, when he came up, signed a 3-year deal with KTM, which makes 2019 his third year.
I think you're right.
Right? If Cooper Webb comes up and does better than him on the bike.
He hasn't showed it on the Yamaha.
I don't know if the Yamaha was as good a bike. And I'm not going to say that the bike wasn't as good as I don't know if Yamaha is as good a team.
You got a good point there. But, you know, he had a bunch of top 10 finishes. I think he only finished outside the top 10 once or twice, three times. Four times. No more than four, I don't think. So he's a good rider.
But it'd be interesting to see how he does on the bike.
In his first year on the 450s, he hasn't shown the same skill set he was showing in the 250s.
Yeah, but sometimes that can be because the team isn't as good as you're not getting as good a setup.
Possibly.
Right? And you're not getting as good at things. You know, a lot of guys come up from 250s to 450s, and they change their whole training regimen because now you're racing a full season, not a half a season. So, you know, that's the big thing, right? 450s, you see the guys that do well are the guys that put in all the extra hours in the gym and on the track where they build it up so they can race 18 weeks in a row. Right? There is no downtime. So, you know, we'll see. If Cooper Webb does better than Marvin Musquin or even really close to Musquin, Musquin's jobs might be in jeopardy. And Musquin doesn't win the championship, his job might be in jeopardy. Not that Yamaha or somebody else will pick
him up. KTM position, you say, might be in jeopardy, but it won't be his job's on. Everybody other than KTM will be chasing him hard if KTM drops him.
Yeah.
Even Kawasaki.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. So, you know, it'd be kind of interesting to see. Any other silly
season? How would Musquin do on a 650 with everyone else on 450?
Probably not anybody that he would do on a 250 versus him. Oh, hey, bada bing, bada bing.
That's the only silly season I had at this point.
That's all the silly season news you had? Well, that's pretty much all I had. I didn't have anything really.
Just two other motorcycle news things that came out this past week that might.
Go ahead.
Three things, actually. It's kind of a silly season, not silly season thing. Suzuki and MotoGP lost all their concessions for their bikes this year. So they got another podium finish with Iannone, and now they're, with the exception of the engines, the same as everyone else. They still have concessions on the number of engines.
They've lost all their little tech advantages and stuff like that. So, you know, sometimes you're like, woo, yay, podium, and then you're like, uh-oh.
Well, like one of them was they were allowed to have a bigger gas tank so they could have more fuel.
Yeah, right. Well, that's so you can have a different tune on it and stuff. So it'd be interesting to see where they end up in the next round there.
Yeah,
right. Like it's like, oh, all right. Well, you lost your little bitty here and your little bitty there, and what else did you lose? How's that going to be? So that's this weekend. What's in Thailand? It's the Thailand Grand Prix. But a Grand Prix of Thailand, I think that's what they call it.
Yeah. And then Suzuki also unveiled their brand new katana. First time in a bunch of years that they've brought the katana out of retirement.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures of it. I haven't really seen any video of it.
There's a few out there. There's a few teaser videos out there, it looks like. Yeah, it definitely has some changes from a normal sport bike look. The handlebars are not clip-ons.
Yeah.
Which was a big thing. It's got, you know, so some styling cues are a little different. To me, and you're going to poo-poo this, put them up side by side. Other than the V-twin engine, it looked a lot like the Harley Street Fighter.
Now I got to look. I don't know why you would. Let's model a bike off of a brand that's
failing. They didn't model it off the Harley, of course.
I did Harley Davidson Toaster, not Street Fighter. That's pretty awesome.
All right, while you're looking that up, the engine is based off the Gixxer 1000. It's going to be a fuel injected 999. They got a huge catalytic converter and a specialized exhaust to give it a more visceral riding sensation while also increasing performance and combustion efficiency. So, in other words, it's loud.
You know, you're actually not too far off. I mean, it's that same kind of cafe racer style bike as the Street Fighter. But that's the trend, right? That's what people think are cool now. Cafe racers, scramblers, less and less people are getting a little more away. The young people aren't going for big fat hogs. They're going for,
until they hit their 40s.
Yeah, until you hit the back problems and the beer belly and the old lady's ugly and you want her to have a full helmet on and, you know. You got all that stuff, and you just.
You know, my wife's going to kick your hind in next time she sees you.
I didn't call your wife ugly. That was you.
You generalize it to all cruiser riders.
Yeah, all right. There's probably going to be a lot of women wanting to kick my ass. Just so you know, the cameras are actually turned opposite the mics, and so Warren is actually the one with the hat, without the hat. So if you see the guy with the goatee, don't punch him in the face. Punch the guy wearing the hat in the face. Anyways, yeah, Warren, we're probably, you know, a little preview for everybody here going into the future. We're going to try and do a little more video stuff. So, you know, we'll probably put it on the Doghouse page. We're just kind of testing quick today, setting stuff up. You're not going to be here for 2 weeks, right?
Yes, I'm gone for 2 weeks for work.
Thank God. I mean, oh, man, that sucks. Well, the worst part is I think Ken is going to be gone, too. It's going to be me solo.
Ken doesn't go anywhere.
Ken got to do some work stuff. I'm doing work stuff, too. Listen, I just want you guys to know, I'm traveling the next 4 weeks, but I'm making sure that I come back flying in special just to do the Doghouse on Tuesday nights. You guys are bitches. You go, I can't fly in from Atlanta. I'm coming in from a place that ain't even got an airport.
But you're still flying when you get there.
Yeah, I'm still flying when I get there. Right on. So, you know, we're playing with
this YouTube thing because
yeah, we're gonna play with the YouTube
since our
thing.
Patreon account doesn't really bring any income in. We're gonna try to see if we can monetize and get a little bit of costs off of us.
Yeah, a little bit of the cost off of us. That'd be nice. And one trip to Phillip Island, Australia.
That would be nice.
That's all I really care about. I
would be satisfied with Coda.
Trip to Barbara.
Coda. I'd be satisfied with Coda.
I might be going to Coda in 2 years.
Well, good for you.
Well, I was going to hope you were going to pay. Ooh, Warren's rich.
Keep hoping then.
All right, well, I was going to sell one of your Harleys, so you were actually going to pay whether you knew it or not. And there's some parts off of it I was going to scrap. Anyways, we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. We're going to have to turn off the blue lights because the blue lights staring at me in the face kind of make me weird. Kind of look weird. That's the music. We're going out. If you're watching on the YouTube video and you didn't see the music, hear the music, too bad.